I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Congratulations and welcome to the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected to come as a result has yet to arrive. And on top of all this, a huge dose of personal initiative. That means you will go and make it happen. You will go get it instead of waiting for it to happen and waiting for it to come to you. All of this combined is what we call the work on your game mindset. This is the Work on Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. I'm happy to have you here today because today's topic is how to balance your business and your life. I get asked about balance often. How do you balance your business and your life? And when I'm talking about business here, we can be talking about anything that relates to working. Okay, any form of working is what I say in business. That doesn't mean, I don't mean you necessarily have to own a business. Your business could be going to school. Your business can be you actually own a business. Your business can be working at your profession. You work for a company or you work for someone else's organization. Your business can be playing a sport. Your business could be maybe a combination of these things. Maybe you have a job, you play a sport, and you go to school. Maybe you are a combination of some of these things. How do you balance your business, quote unquote, now that we're clear on what business means, with your life? Meaning, when I say your life, what I mean is dealing with spending time with your significant other or giving time to your significant other. Maybe you have a family. Maybe you have children. Maybe you have certain responsibilities at home that you need to take care of. Maybe there are family members that you look after. Maybe you have friends who you like to socialize with. Maybe you just like to have a social life outside of just working or playing your sport or studying all the time. How do you balance these two things while you're living this life, and both of them are very important to you? Is it possible to balance them? Do you have to cut something out? What can you do? How do you deal with this? How do you do it yourself, Dre? This is a question that I get asked often. And I think people ask me this question because if you follow me, of course you listen to this podcast, but if you follow me anywhere on any of our immediacy sites, meaning like a Snapchat or Instagram where you have the IG stories and you kind of get it's kind of like a vlog. It's like a video log of my day every single day, what I'm showing you through my snaps and through my Instagram stories. And it's the same content on both of them. If you're worrying or wondering which one you should follow me on, whichever one you use most often, just follow me. It's at Dre Baldwin on Snap, at Dre Baldwin on Instagram, same name. Or you watch my YouTube videos or anywhere else where I'm just sharing myself. This podcast is a little bit different. I'm not really talking about what I did today on this podcast. It's more topic based. But people who follow me in those places, they kind of see my activity. They see how I move around. They hear the things that I say. They see the places that I'm going, or at least the places that I'm showing. And they ask, well, how do you stay balanced? How are you in a relationship? How do you have a significant other? How do you have friends? How do you seem to have fun and stay positive while at the same time working so much that you're putting out all this content? You got the daily podcast. You're on the stories all the time. You got the YouTube videos. You got all these books. You got all these products you sell. You're traveling. You're speaking in places. How do you balance having a life with doing all this work and doing it to the max while still having a life that actually matters? How do you do all that? Because I've been asked that question so often, that's why I'm talking about this here today. Now, there are a million different pieces of content out there on balance, whether that be a course like my 25-hour time control course. It's not time management, but time control and life control course, life management course, which you can take a look at dreallday.com/time, T-I-M-E. But there are people who write posts about time management. There are people who have written entire books. There are people who do weekend-long three-day seminars on managing your time or getting control of your time. There's a lot of information out there on it. I'm going to give you four specific points here today on how you can balance your business and your life. And this is all you're really going to need if you follow all this. And if you need to go deeper, then go look at the dreallday.com/time. That's my 25 hours life management course. Number one. First question you got to ask yourself is, which one is more important? Which one is more important? Which one is taking precedence over the other? And I'm going to explain why you need to ask that question and why it matters in a moment. But first, you got to ask the question, which one's more important? Is my business life more important, or is my non-business life, non-work life more important? Because whichever one is more important, the other one can fit in around it. And the reason why you have to ask and answer this question is because every organization must have a boss. Malcolm X said this in the autobiography of Malcolm X. He said, every organization must have a boss. Even if the organization is only one person, you got to be the boss of yourself. If it's two people, one person has to be in charge. Who is the person who makes the executive decision when a question needs to be answered? When you're talking about balancing your work life and your regular life, you got to ask the question, which one is more important? If I have a life situation here and I have a work situation here, and they're both kind of equal levels in terms of what's going on in each one, which one takes precedent? Which one gets my attention? Which one gets my time? You need to know which one is the priority, at least for now. It doesn't have to be the priority all the time. For example, your work life could be the priority right now because you're single and you don't have any kids. But a year from now, you may be in a relationship and you have a kid. Maybe it changes from the work being a priority to the life being a priority, and the business has to go to the back burner. Maybe that's the way that it'll work out for you. But you need to know on a day-to-day basis which one is more important, because one of them has to be the boss. One of them has to take precedence over the other. And here's the thing. When you're clear on which one takes precedence, you can let everyone know in the other one, hey, this is the precedence right now. I'm still here. But if push comes to shove, I have to choose this one in a certain situation. This is where I'm going to be going, and this is what we're going to do because of that. So, for example, if you run a business and the business is just everything in your life right now, but then you have a child, maybe the child becomes the number one thing. You tell your lieutenant in business, your second in command, hey, I got this kid now. Something comes up and I got to take care of the kid. I got to go do that. Or maybe you talk to your wife or your husband and say, okay, work is still going to be my priority, even though we have the kid, but I'm going to make sure you're in a position to have everything, all your needs taken care of, so you can take care of the kid, so I can go take care of the work side of things and bring home the bread, or whatever the situation has to be. You need to be clear on which one is the most important, which one is the priority for you, so then you can situate everything else in the other area around it to make it work. This doesn't mean you're putting the other one on the back burner or that is not important, but it does mean you know which one's the priority. So when it comes time to make a decision between the two, you know what the decision is. Everyone around you knows what the decision is, and everyone knows how to respond accordingly. You don't want everyone in the moment in a crisis situation like, oh, we weren't ready for this. We didn't know this was going to happen. We don't know what to do now. Everyone should already know, because you should have made it clear from the beginning, this is what it is, this is how I am, and this is how we deal with it. Those of you who are single, maybe you're playing a sport, maybe you're in school at the same time you're in a relationship. I had a few people ask me a question with this exact scenario. You need to get clear with the person who you're in a relationship with. What's the priority? This is the priority. And this is why is the priority, if you feel the need to say that. And this is what we can do to work around it. And this is, or what can we do? Or what do you think? What's your perspective? Are you okay with this? I need you to be on board with me because this is the way that I want to, this is the way I want to live my life. This is what's important to me. I need you to be on board so we can work this out. And at some point when it gets to where I want it to get to, then I'll be able to shift priorities. But you got to be willing to be open and honest and upfront in that conversation so that you don't have these, well, my significant other is saying this and I don't know about this and I'm kind of lost here. You need to be upfront and clear as to what the priority is. When you're clear what the priority is, then the other person can say, okay, you're making it clear this is what it is. So if I stay, I know what I'm getting into. And if I leave, I know what I'm walking away from. But you need to be adult enough. And I don't care if you're 16, you need to be adult enough, man enough or woman enough to tell your significant other or whoever it happens to be, your business partner, if it's the other way the situation goes, hey, this is what it is. This is the priority. And this is how we need to work. Tell me how we can make this work. Tell me how we can work around this. Now that you know where I stand, now that you know what's important to me, now you know what I'm focusing on. You got to be willing to say that up front. Every organization must have a boss. Between your work and your life, one of those has to be the boss. Which one is it going to be? Point number two in today's topic is how to balance your business and your life. How to balance your work life and your life. Number two, don't try to cut back on either one. Now, this is an interesting point. After what I just said, you're like, huh? Don't try to cut back on either one, because if you try to cut back on either one, what's going to happen is you're not going to be happy either way. If you try to cut back on the time that you're spending or the attention or the focus you're putting into your work because you feel like you need to give more to your life, you're not going to be happy at work because you're not giving your all to the work. If you try to cut back on your regular life and your regular life's important to you because you decided to prioritize work, you're not going to be happy at work because you don't have a life. Your work is taken away from your life. If you try to take away or cut back on either one, then you're not going to be happy with either one. Even if the one that you cut back on is giving to the other, you're still not going to be happy because you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, as they say. You don't want to take from one pot just to put in the other pot, and you're going to have an empty pot. And even the pot that's full, you're not going to be happy with it because you know you had to give up everything else just to get that one. If that other one is important, you don't want it to be empty. So how do you reconcile that, though? How do you reconcile not cutting back on either one, even though one of them is the priority? That brings us right into point number three. And this is a very important point. Energy is everything, people. Energy is everything. Write it down. Quote it. Tweet me at Dre All Day. Energy is everything. Energy is 85% of the job. Any job you do, 85% of it is your energy. Not just the energy to actually get up and move and do the work, but the energy with which you do the work. The state that you're in, the mental state. Can we agree that you could be feeling great? You could wake up in the morning, you got a whole night's sleep, so you feel physically refreshed. But the state that you're in, what are you thinking about? What are you focusing on? How do you feel about today? How do you feel about the situation that you're in? That's part of your energy, too. And energy is everything. When you have the right type of energy, you can get a whole lot more done as opposed to when you have the wrong type of energy. And right and wrong energy are relative. They can change from moment to moment what's the right energy and what's the wrong energy for you, depending on the situation that you're in. The right energy when you're lifting weights and trying to push yourself through that last set of deadlifts that you don't really feel like doing, but you have to do it because it's part of your workout program. There's a right type of energy for that. You don't need that energy when you're talking to your grandmother. It's not the same type of energy. So the right type of energy changes moment to moment, but energy is 85% of the job. Whatever the energy happens to be, it's everything. So you got to make sure your energy is right at all times. How do you make sure your energy is right at all times? First of all, you got to get quality rest. There is no shortcut to getting quality rest. What's quality rest? I talked about that. I did an entire episode on sleep. If you didn't hear my entire episode on sleep, go to DreAllDay.com/podcast. There's a whole episode I did talking about how much sleep you need every night, how much sleep I get, what time I go to sleep, what time I wake up, and why it matters to you. Episode number 317 from February of 2017. How to get better sleep. Episode number 317. There's a very important points there. And also episode number 226, we talk about the importance of resting. You got to get yourself quality rest on a daily basis. It has to be consistent. Quality rest leads to quality wake. All right? When you're getting quality rest time, you will have quality energy when you're awake. And while you're awake, You got to put good stuff in your body. What's good stuff? I don't have to tell you what good stuff is. Do you? You have a very good idea for 90% of the things you put in your body. You have a very good idea as to if it is good or if it's not. Processed food, not good. We know this. Everybody knows this, right? Sugars, artificial sugars, not good. We all know this, right? Do we not know this? Fried food, not good. Grease, not good. Now, whether you think animal products are good or not, some people say they are, some people say they're not. Okay, let's just leave that one blank then. It doesn't even matter. If you were to just eliminate the stuff that we all agree are bad, then it wouldn't be a problem. I think we all agree, no matter if somebody's paleo, clean eating, they eat all the animals they can, they won't touch an animal under any circumstances, vegan, vegetarian, whatever other way to eat there is, fruitarian, whatever ways there is, we all agree that processed foods are usually not very good for us. We all can agree that manufactured sugar, processed sugar, is not good for us. We can agree that grease is not good for us. We can agree that fried foods are usually not good for us. I think almost every, whatever type of food, eating, nutrition, diet, lifestyle, whatever words you want to use, people subscribe to, there are some generalities that everyone agrees to. So you got to put good stuff in your body. How about water? How much water do you drink on a daily basis? Are you drinking at least 1 ounce per pound of body weight, or at least a half ounce for every pound of body weight? In other words, if you weigh 200 pounds, are you drinking at least 100 ounces of water a day? And we mean just water. I don't mean soda. Yes, there's water in soda, but we mean actual, just regular H2O. How much of that are you drinking on a daily basis? How much sleep are you getting on a daily basis? What is the quality of your sleep? If you need to learn about sleep quality, Google it. There are so many articles there talking about the quality of sleep, about making sure the room you're in is dark and minimizing the noise and having a nice surface to sleep on. Whatever the surface is that you're sleeping on, get quality rest and put quality in your body. If you just do those two things, that'll help your energy. And oh yeah, exercise. Let's not forget that. So let's say three things. Exercise, quality rest, quality inputs. And we could also add the mental game, but we'll just keep it at those three. Number four. Today's topic, again, is how to balance your business life and your life. This is an important point, number four. Every point is important, but this point is very important. Stop trying to do everything in either one and determine what are the essentials. What are the most important things you could do? You don't need to do everything in your work life. You don't need to do everything in your social life. For example, in your social life, you don't have to go to every gathering that you're invited to. You don't have to go out every night of the week. You don't have to. You don't have to hang with every single person that you meet on for some one-on-one time to get to know that person. And not everybody's worth getting to know. Can we agree to this? So you don't have to do everything. In your business, you don't have to be doing every task. You don't have to be doing the Facebook updates and the Instagram and the social media and answering the phones and redoing the presentation in the brick and mortar store and talking to the vendors and dealing with all the customers. You don't have to be doing all of that. You can assign some tasks to other people in your business. You don't have to do everything. What you need to do is figure out what are the essential things that require me to be there, and let me focus on those things, and then everything else will either fall off, fall back, or fall in line. You don't have to do everything. For example, using myself as an example, there was a point where I was blogging every single day. I was writing a new blog post every day. I was putting up YouTube videos. I'm doing speaking. I'm consulting. I'm writing books, putting stuff out. I'm doing podcasts, audio. I realized at some point, hey, I need to focus on what are the big wins. What are the biggest wins that I can get right now based on the strategy of my business, based on where I want to take my business and where I want to go? What are the most important things that I need to be doing right now? And where can I get other people to kind of plug the gaps and do things for me instead of me doing them myself? When I asked myself that question, then it became clear to me, okay, I need to focus on this and this. I need to do these things. I need to do this. And then, okay, I can hire somebody for that. Let me find an intern for that. I get other people to do that. I can just put that off to the side, and maybe I'll get to that later. Maybe I won't, because it's not essential to my business. And life is the exact same thing. What are the most important things you need to be doing? Who are the most important people you need to be around? Who are the people you really need to spend time with? Who are the people who are asking you to spend time, but you know they're not really that valuable to your life? Not everybody's essential. Can we agree to that? When we talk about your social life, people say, well, I still want to have a life while at the same time doing my business. Okay, who are the people who are really, really important in your social life? Do you know who are the important people and who are not? If you don't have an idea, let me ask you this question. Who would be at your funeral? Who would be at your funeral? If your funeral was next Saturday, are the people you spend time with in your social life that you're prioritizing, that you're making time for and giving energy to, how many of them would be at your funeral? If they wouldn't be at your funeral, you shouldn't be prioritizing time with them. Doesn't that just make sense? If it's not adding to the bottom line or the top line of your balance sheet and your business, it's probably not something you need to spend that much time doing. You need to focus on the things that are adding to that bottom line, meaning the money that's coming in or the top line of revenue that's coming in. Those are the things you need to focus on. Everything else, they may be things you want to do. Maybe they will eventually generate business for you, which is why you want to do them, but they shouldn't be your priorities. Why? Because they ain't adding to the top line of your business. The top line of your business is what determines whether you can make payroll or not and how much money you bring home to help out your life, meaning your family, your husband, your wife, your kids, your grandparents, whoever you're helping out. So you got to ask yourself, what are the essential things that I can focus on right now? Not everybody's going to be at the funeral. Or if something happens to your business, it's not going to be because you didn't post on Instagram often enough. It's going to be because you didn't do enough income generating activities on a daily basis. Can we agree? So you got to figure out, what are the essential activities I need to be focused on that really determine where this is going, either your life or your work or your career rather. So let's recap today's topic: how to balance your business and your life together when you have both and they're both important to you. Number one, first of all, an organization got to have a boss. The organization is you as a person. What's the boss? Is it your work or is it your life? Which one? It is not right or wrong to pick either one, but you got to be clear on which one is more important. And everyone around you needs to be clear on which one is more important. They should know as well as you knowing, so that everyone can decide if they want to be a part of it. And everyone knows how things are going to go because of the decision that you have made for your life. Number two, don't try to cut back on either one, because then you won't be happy with either one. You try to cut back on your work just to give more to your social life, you're not going to be happy in your social life, because you know that you only had that social life because you cut back on your career. And if you do vice versa, cutting back on your social life just to have a career, you're not going to be happy there. You don't need to cut back on either one. What you need to do is, point number three, get your energy up. Because when your energy is right, you can do all the things you want to do in your social life, or at least the important things in your social life and the important things you want to do in your business. Energy is 85% of the job. You need to get quality rest, exercise, and give yourself quality inputs, meaning your thoughts and the foods you're putting in your body need to be quality inputs. If you're not sure if it's quality, it's probably not. And point number four, stop trying to do everything in either your work or your social life or your real life, whatever you want to call it, and determine what are the most important, what are the most essential activities, what are the ones that matter the most to you. If everything were to fall apart, what are the activities that would keep it together? Is it spending time with your kids, or is it going to the bar every Thursday? Is it posting on Facebook at 3 o'clock every Tuesday afternoon, or is it making sure you follow up with vendors so you can get your invoices fulfilled and paid for? What are the essential activities you need to do on a daily basis that matter the most to your business and to your life that keep things going? Those are the things you must focus on. Then you can delegate and or find time later, or not at all, for the other things. That's how you balance your business and your life. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/GAME. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.